Hi everybody, this is Cedric Miller with WKRP Live. Glad that you were able to tune in and listen. I just want to talk to you about some encouraging things, man. Even though a lot of things are going on around the world, such as with Washington, Detroit, the protesters everywhere, man. Atlanta, Georgia, I mean, everybody is standing up for righteousness, not the wrong. Because of what happens to Mr. George Floyd and the other people, man. You know, it's time to stand. It's time for us to be united. And I'm glad about that. The only thing I'm not so glad about is the burning of all the buildings and stuff. You got to use wisdom, guys, you know, because that's your town and your city. Other people coming there and burning up. But what are you going to do when it's gone? You know, we have to think of that. We have to use wisdom. But I do understand that man is frustrated. But don't burn down everything. Don't burn down. We have to, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. I know he's arrested, that one officer, but we want the other three officers arrested as well. Because they all conspired with him, if you would say. They did nothing to stop him. So that's the case of they were there. Yes, they didn't want to say anything, so they let that man die. So they're conspirators. So the main thing, man, I'm trusting in God, believing God is working this thing out. And we will have justice for Mr. Floyd and his family. They will have justice. And I just want to encourage you, even though things like this are going on, Jesus is still large and in charge. The Bible says no good thing would he withhold from you and love him. I know bad things have to come. I don't understand them either. But I know that God will sustain through them all. You know, we have to trust in Jesus. He's our source. Man isn't a source. The government isn't a source. Jesus is the source. You know, the Father, Jehovah. You know, we have to trust in him and believe that even though we're going through this, this too shall pass. We have to unite as people. Black people got to come together more because I see other people, Asian, Chinese, different people, white people. We have to learn to stick together and not get that, okay, everybody wants to be the chief, but nobody wants to be the Indian mentality. Somebody got to do the labor. Somebody got to do this or something. But don't get jealous because one has a gift more so than you. We have to learn to pull together. Trust God and the gifts that God has given us. The Bible says your gift will make room for you to push your money great people. So even though I know all this is going on, God is still able to raise up. He's going to raise up a nation that can be a word and shall obey. He's still able to bless you. Even in spite of all this that's going on, man. When all hell is breaking loose, God is going to bless you. I tell you, because I know I've tried. I know my God is able. It's exceedingly abundant of all things I can ask on that. So I just wanted to encourage you and let you know, whether you're going through anything with family, relationship, whatever it is, cash flow, shortage, you know, because that's how it is right now. Boy, when that money gets funny, all things, man, it's get rough. But God, he's able. He's able to bless you in the midst of a pandemic. He's still able to put food on the table, you know, and put money in your pockets. We got to trust him, man. It's all about the souls. It's all about the kingdom of God. So I just want to hit you with that, my brothers and sisters, to let you know that help is on the way. God is still in charge. You know, we have to just pray more and trust in him no matter what it looks like. God's got it. And I'm going to sign off right now, but just saying, you know, this is Cedric Miller, and you know, the peace of God be with you. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay encouraged and stay safe. Until next time, I'll be back in. C. Miller with WKRP Live. Be blessed, y'all.